Morning. I mentioned the polar bear plunge is coming up this weekend at Lakeside Beach. I'll be there. A lot of other people are going to be there. A lot of kids are going to be there, too. This is one of the things, if you've never been to the polar bear plunge, I'm always surprised to see how many young people get involved in this and are willing to run into the frigid waters of Lake Huron on a Saturday to raise some money. One rather large team, actually, is from St. Clair Tech, and joining us right now, case manager at Tech, Lane Robinson. Lane, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Just in the last few years, St. Clair Tech has had a, or maybe it's not just the last few years, but a Tech National Honor Society.
Yes. Yeah, we've had our National Honor Society now. I believe this is our sixth year.
Okay.
Since we've been established, and we've been getting a little bit bigger every year, and we love taking on these types of projects and these community service things that come up every year, and that's another thing that has really been growing year after year. And again, this year I brought with me our class presidents of NTHS, so you'll get to hear a little bit from them here about what we're doing with our Tech Kids Care project, and also, like you said, our involvement with the Polar Bear Plunge this weekend.
Absolutely. Look forward to hearing from Lauren McQueen, who is the morning National Tech Honor Society class president. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also Abigail Russellberg. Did I get that right? Very good. Who is the afternoon? Because we've got to remember that Tech meets basically in two sessions. There's kids that go to Tech in the morning and then back to their home school for the afternoon and vice versa. So you have two class presidents. So you guys have basically one organization but sort of divided in two, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know which one of you wants to step forward and tell us what kind of things you're doing for the holiday season.
So around the holiday season, we do this program called Tech Kids Care. Mm-hmm. And it's basically our program where we do community service around the area and a lot for kids in distress. We actually have two contests at the Tech building. Our first one is the Polar Bear Plunge, and then we have Tech Kids Care, where people bring in monetary donations and clothing donations that will go to kids in distress.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how's it been going so far?
As far as getting people spirited for like getting the plunge and stuff, we have a lot of classes. We're constantly going in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, each time we go in, you can tell that more and more kids are like, yeah, okay, I want to do this. Like, I want to be a part of this. And that's just really nice to see. So,
how many people do you think you're going to be able to put together on your team for the Polar Bear Plunge?
Our goal was 200, but whenever we presented this to the class, we were like, you know what, guys, we can do better than this. We don't want to just go up by 50 from last year. We want at least 250 if we can.
People?
Yes, just from Tech alone.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I think we can do it.
Well, you certainly seem to have the right attitude.
They have big goals this year.
Well, they really do. I mean, it's got to be a lot of fun and rewarding to see how involved these students get.
It absolutely is, like year after year. And really, we keep reminding all of our students, even just yesterday, these guys went into all of the classrooms in our entire building and performed a little, what I call a live commercial for the Polar Bear Plunge. Kind of a little cheesy, but gets the kids excited, and again, it pumps up more excitement, and it's so nice to see them, and we keep reminding them that it's a great event, it's a spectacle to see. If anyone out there hasn't been, you really should. But what it really comes down to is what we're doing for the community, and what these kids are willing to do. It's amazing what hardworking teenagers will do, you know, just to help the community and to get out there and do things for others. So it's amazing to see.
I want you both to tell me why this is important to you, why you wanted to get involved in National Honor Society, and why, you know, doing, you know, fundraisers like this is important.
Well, I knew that they did a lot for the community, and that's just one of the things I love to do. I've seen people go through hard times, and it just makes me want to help them even more.
Yeah. How about you?
Growing up, we actually had a lot of, like, struggles and stuff, just with different family stuff, financial stuff, whatever it was. And I knew that this organization helped stuff like kids in distress. And that was like a really big, it kind of hit home with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really wanted, I've always liked helping people, but more so than just, I don't want to say just going to the soup kitchen because that's
right.
Amazing. But like, I just want to be more involved. I want to be in contact with the organization.
Yeah.
All that type of stuff.
Well, good for you. Have you done the Polar Bear Plunge before?
I actually have not.
Okay.
So this will be my first year.
You're going to do it?
I am.
How about you?
I have not either.
Okay, you're going to do it?
I can't make it, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, prior commitment. But you're going to get about 200 people, you're hoping, to do it for you and raise a lot of money as well. That's outstanding.
Now, you know, I will be out there.
I know you'll be out there.
I'm always out there. I always I always lead my troops. I challenge as many of my students as possible to follow me all the way out, high-five the guards, and then come back out, come back in, and try to get as warm as possible.
Describe what the experience is like, though.
Going out there, like, I grew up in the UP, so for me, this is just like a normal August evening.
Yeah, it's like summertime in Lake Superior, yeah.
I always tell my students when they go in, like, really, it seems like going in, you're so full of adrenaline.
Yeah.
It really isn't that painful
right.
going in. I tell them, you always want to be prepared for when you get out.
Right.
As long as you dry off right away, mm-hmm. you recover very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And typically for me, when it hits me is when I'm back in the car waiting yeah. for my heater to come on.
Exactly.
And you realize how long it takes for yeah. your heater to start. And then your brain kind of catches up with you then when you're back in the car. Saying,
yeah.
What did I just do?
Exactly.
Did I just do that?
Your legs kind of sting for a while.
It's pretty amazing feeling,
yeah.
too, when you see that many people going out there and doing something that seems crazy, all in the name of raising money for the community and all the amazing stuff that Kiwanis Club and Michelle Shepley, who I hear you're going
to
be talking
with.
We're going
to talk to her in just a few minutes.
She does an amazing job.
Yeah.
So we've loved working with her year after year. Trying to break our own records year after year on the amount of people that we bring out. So it's just a great event, and this time of year we need as much of this as we can get.
All right, fantastic. If somebody wants to connect with your National Honor Society students, if they want to help out in some way with their fund drive, what do they need to do?
Really, all they can do is they can just contact us at the tech center. So the easiest way to get us is just the direct line out there is 810-455-1010. Again, we're starting our drive next week.
Next week, okay.
Through Christmas, where we'll be collecting clothing items. The kids are doing the competitions
okay.
in their classroom, so that always generates a lot. But the general public is always open to help us by giving clothing items that we need for kids in distress. And, of course, we're always open to donations because there's a monetary competition that the kids are going after, too. They're trying to win pizza parties, and this little big trophy that goes to the winning classrooms every year. And it's, again, it's amazing what hardworking teenagers will do for a trophy.
Absolutely. Well, it's more than the trophy. It's a job well done and helping the community. Lane, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Abigail and Lauren, thank you for coming in, too, and good luck.
Great.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.